So again, getting into a comfortable position, however that is for you, settling into the body first and foremost by sensing the feet on the floor, sensing the weight of the sit bones in the chair or on the ground if you're lying down, feeling the weight of the hands on the thighs or folded in the lap, checking the posture. Just kind of running the general scan of the body. Eyes can be open or closed, whatever is workable for you. If they are open, try to keep them gently open on the ground in front of you. And mute everybody. And again, if I didn't say so, if you are new or want to, feel free to put on some background sound to work with. Especially if you're new. And then breathing in through the nose and out through the nose at your normal pace. There's a way of maybe settling the body breath a little further. Trying to inhale a little deeper than normal and also a deeper exhale for a few breaths. And coming back into your natural breath. And when you're settled, then just dropping into the present moment, feeling the breath sensations in the body, either at the nostrils or at the belly or anywhere else that they're most vivid for you. Whatever posture you're in, seeing if you can now make contact with just one in breath and then the following out breath. And then seeing if you can carry your awareness over to the next in breath. That next in breath is going to come no matter how loud the tinnitus is, no matter what your feelings are towards it. So you can experiment with seeing if you can once again, with utter kindness towards yourself, stay in touch with this new in-breath or even half an in-breath. And if that is possible, then experimenting with letting your awareness and kindness carry over seamlessly to the out-breath, keeping your attention there even with the tinnitus, doing whatever it is doing, making the breath, the focus of your attention. Again, not trying not to pay attention to the tinnitus, but just focusing your attention elsewhere. And if it feels helpful, you can experiment with aiming your attention at one half breath at a time, and then sustaining it by seeing if you can continue on to the next half breath. Although the tinnitus is calling for your attention, try to experiment with intentionally giving priority of attention to the breath, to each half breath only, aiming and sustaining. Aiming and sustaining with the lightest of touches, but with intentionality, with resolve. In a spirit of simply opening up to what might be possible in this moment of now, simply taking things moment by moment and half breath by half breath, in a spirit of experimentation and discovery, and of reclaiming the moments of your life. You're not trying to shut out the tinnitus, not try not to hear it, but just placing the attention with deliberation on the breath and focusing on a half breath at a time. All you need to do is hold it for half a breath. Hold that attention. And then maybe the next half breath. And seeing if that allows you a different way to relate to being with the tinnitus. And if you find that even this strategy of aiming and sustaining your attention is only partially effective in keeping your attention focused on the breath, there's something else you can experiment with as well. You can intentionally include the tinnitus in the practice. Rather than trying to keep your attention focused solely on the breath sensations, inviting the tinnitus into the meditation. Let's say you've found it possible to keep the breath sensations center stage in the field of awareness for a few breaths or even half a breath. But in the very next breath, you find yourself overwhelmed by the sound of the tinnitus. It's just too disturbing, too loud, and you lose the thread of your breath in the struggle. Or maybe you're wishing the tinnitus would ease up or would go away completely so you could have your old life back. If and when such thoughts arise, here is another strategy you might experiment with in such moments. See if you can breathe into where the tinnitus is impacting your body, as if you can direct the energy of the in-breath right into that region, wherever it is located. And then when it is time to breathe out, breathing out from there as well. In this way, you are coupling the breath with the sensations in the area where the tinnitus is impacting you and allowing awareness to hold them both simultaneously, moment by moment. Remembering that it's not the tinnitus itself that is the problem, but how our body or our brain are responding to the tinnitus. And in this case, we're working with the first of those, with the body's response to the tinnitus. We'll do another practice in working with the brain, the mind's response. But for now, experiencing the breath, gently bathing this region, wherever it is, on each in-breath, and experience it washing out from that region on each out-breath, like waves at the seesaw. You're not trying to make the tinnitus go away or diminish its intensity in any way. You're simply experiencing any and all sensations along with the breath sensations, experiencing the waves of the breath and the waves of the sensations from your tinnitus washing in and out, like waves washing up on the beach and then washing back out again, over and over and over again. With the lightest of touches, staying with this experience as best you can, observing what happens, perhaps seeing that this might be a way to make room for and incorporate the unwanted experience of your tinnitus into the larger experience of the present moment, the actual inhabiting of non-judgmental awareness, which might include awareness of a lot of judgments without judging how judgmental we're being. Or said differently, discovering mindfulness as a way of being with a capital W. Perhaps cultivating mindfulness in this fashion can be a way for you to engage in gradually befriending whatever discomfort is present, a way of putting out the welcome mat for unwanted sensations, even very intense ones, and then seeing what happens when you invite them into the field of your awareness, along with the flowing sensations of the breath. Held in this way, this moment becomes a perfect opportunity for the brave adventure of working with discomfort, rather than walling it off or ignoring it or feeling overwhelmed by it. It's a perfect opportunity to cultivate greater intimacy with what we usually wish would simply go away. After all, in this moment, it's already here in the form of intense or unwanted sensations. So turning away from it or attempting to distract yourself from it, as scientific studies have shown, only works a little bit, if at all. It's much more effective to go right into the sensations, especially very intense ones, with full awareness, as strange as that may sound. This is how you can cultivate greater intimacy with the experience of tinnitus and understand it in ways that might be healing and restorative. By attending to it with full awareness and a certain tenderness, even if you have only fleeting glimpses or can only manage it for brief moments, say for just half an in-breath or half an out-breath. Experiment with taking a quick peek at any discomfort in this way every once in a while, using awareness of breathing to anchor your attention and to bring it back over and over again. Like a rowboat hitched to a mooring, drifting here and there with the currents as it remains tethered, over time you may notice you can also tether your mind to the breath, to the present moment. You may notice as well that your tinnitus does not stay the same, that it's not a monolith, that it tends to change in intensity or in location in the body or in the qualities of the sensations themselves. And as you notice how it fluxes in these and other ways, moment by moment and hour by hour, you can keep coming back home to your breathing and to awareness itself. In the process, you're becoming more sensitive to and engaged in this intimate, ongoing experiment in reclaiming your life. And into this intimate, ongoing experiment in reclaiming your life, there is another element you can introduce into your practice, especially in moments of intense sensations. You can ask yourself, is my awareness of the tinnitus, experiencing tinnitus? And in the very next moment, you can take a look and see. You can explore your experience for yourself, investigate it, check it out as best as you can, even for the tiniest of moments, and see whether it is or not. In my experience, my awareness of tinnitus is not itself experiencing tinnitus. That said, it's not always so easy to rest in awareness. And maybe you've discovered this already for yourself. This is especially true when the things that are especially loud or painful. This is why we can benefit so much from learning to inhabit this awareness that can embrace, hold, and bathe the body, along with various continuously changing sensations, with open-hearted acceptance, kindness, and compassion, especially at those times when the discomfort is somewhat less intense, if there are such moments. This is why it's so helpful to bring mindfulness to what is arising in the body again and again and again, even for the tiniest of moments. This is why it is helpful to put out the welcome mat, even when you don't feel like it, and as best you can in that moment, which when it is happening is always this moment. Cultivate a degree of acceptance and intimacy with the unwanted and painful sensations, even as we also recognize and embrace any neutral or pleasant ones that may be present. This is the process of befriending. We're not dissociating from the tinnitus when we rest in awareness, or when we see that our awareness of tinnitus is not itself experiencing tinnitus or suffering. On the contrary, we are simply discovering that there are aspects of our being that are larger than our tinnitus, and that we can draw on these other innate capacities to be in wiser relationship to all circumstances and conditions we find ourselves in. We can't force ourselves to be a certain way, but we have plenty of latitude over how we choose to be in relation to our circumstances. We always have the option to respond mindfully rather than react automatically out of unawareness, thus bringing all of our experience, including the painful and difficult elements, back into the fold of our one life and reclaiming the full spectrum of our life experience in that moment at least. Even when our quality of life feels eroded, diminished by tinnitus, it is still possible for us to invite awareness to embrace the present moment with kindness and compassion, and with acceptance and openness. These capacities are still and always an intimate part of the human repertoire, and they don't fade in the face of the unwanted. As we learn to inhabit this often hidden dimension of our life, our intrinsic beauty as a human being in this very moment is revealed again and again and again. In this moment, in this one, and the next. And so for the next few minutes of silent practice, see if you can put into practice the experiences, the practices we have just gone over. Put these instructions into play, as it were, as you rest here in awareness of your breathing, working with any and all intense sensation that may arise in the various ways we have been exploring until the meditation is called to a close. When you're ready, slowly opening your eyes if they were closed and reconnecting with your surroundings.